The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
Hey, it's Cannon. Welcome in. Right off the bat, I would like you to go ahead and subscribe to the channel because that is how you can win a virtual meet and greet with your favorite artist. We'll put you and your favorite artist on Zoom face to face. You get to interview them, chat with them, chill with them, and really get to know them. And if you look below, you'll see other followers that have won just that with their favorite artist. Step one, though, you got to click subscribe. We choose new subscribers, and then they win those virtual meet and greets here on Open House Party. We're the only ones that do it. To take advantage, all you got to do is click that button. Boom. Subscribe. Today, Kane Brown, live from his own backyard. I get so nosy with the artists and what their houses look like. Kane's looks absolutely insane. So, of course, we're going to talk about his little babies and not to mention the song that he's got out with his wife, Caitlin, a duet. It's called Thank God, and it's pretty damn sweet, not going to lie. I love it, and I love Kane Brown, and click subscribe so you can get a virtual meet and greet. I've said all I can say. Let's watch Kane Brown on Open House.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
Kane, where are you?
I'm at my house.
And what part of your house is that? What a beautiful home.
Thank you. It's my front porch.
God, people are so nosy. And by people, I mean me. Like, I'm like really curious about your surroundings. That's your front porch right there. Okay. Oh, this is like where you pull into your house.
Yeah. So my front door is over there, but my porch goes all the way around.
Okay. And are you wearing a robe today? What are we sporting?
Yeah, this is it's like hot outside, but I mean, it's chilly if you're in the shade. So this is just like my lounge. It's almost like a robe, but it's not. It's like a jacket. It's comfortable.
Did you just roll out of bed? Is that what I'm getting out of this?
No. I've been doing a fitting for the CMTs, and we decided to do the Zooms outside, and I was in the sun, but then I was holding the laptop, and then it was weird. So yeah. I was like, I'm just going to go grab this.
So when they do the fittings, walk us normal people through that. They send a bunch of, do they send like a stylist to your house with a bunch of a wardrobe basically and a bunch of outfits and you just try them all on?
Yeah. And usually people, you know, they wear like the same stuff basically over and over. So people know their style. With me, I just say, dress me, throw whatever on, whatever.
You got to give them like a starting block. Like what style do you throw out? Like, well, this is the kind of stuff I like.
No, I just let my stylist bring it. And, you know, sometimes it gets a little crazy. I'll put it on and we'll end up liking it regardless. So
nice.
It's cool.
I feel nice. Like, I love it. Do you get to keep the clothes after?
It depends. Sometimes, you know, the designer will gift them to you. If not, you got to buy them, which I'm not doing. So,
don't blame me. You're like, I got enough clothes of my own, but it'd be nice if you gave me those. Yo, this performance is gonna be amazing. Or you're co-hosting with Kelsey Ballerini. Will you be performing as well?
Yes, I will. Me and Kate. It'll be Kate's first time performing on an award show, so I'm really excited for that.
Now that's gotta be a crazy experience for your wife. Before she goes into something like that, it's not like when you go into something like that, you're totally used to this. What kind of advice do you give her as far as like performing on a show like this?
You know, I just tell her, just look at me. It's kind of like what we do on stage too. She always gets a little nervous and I always like hold her hand. And basically like when we're in the house with our kids, you know, we just goof off and have fun. And that's what I try and do with her on stage as much as possible and keep her, you know, feeling safe. And she's already an amazing vocalist, so she doesn't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
She just got to worry about her nerves getting to her.
Yeah. What do you do when your nerves get to you? Do you have any like special tricks you can play on yourself? When I'm nervous, it just shows right through. There's not a damn thing I can do to hide it. I have no way of hiding it whatsoever. Do you have any tricks?
Yeah, you just drink.
I'm nervous and drunk. Do you get nervous before you have to do something that's a little outside of what you normally have to do? Like hosting is not something you do every day. Does that uncertainty get to you at all, or does the Jack take care of that? I'm sorry. What are you telling me you like to drink? Four Roses, I believe, is what it was last time.
Yeah, I'm on to everything now. I'm whatever. My taste buds have changed. But No, honestly, the first two times I did it, I think it's like my fourth time, right? Or third
Doing what?
hosting.
Third.
Oh yeah,
Yeah,
third.
third time hosting. I think the first one was nerve-wracking. The second one I think was with Anthony Mackie, so he made it really really laid back and cool, and so I'm excited for this time to see if it's any different.
I heard you've been writing some songs that are a little bit outside of what you normally write.
Talking
Some
about the
more
mental health
personal
thing.
songs, some songs maybe about personal struggles and mental health and things like
Oh,
that.
yeah. I'm just really trying to focus on more, I guess, storytelling from my perspective. Because I feel like we're kind of getting to a point where everybody's kind of writing the same thing now. So I'm just trying to be a little bit different and go a different direction.
What do you think everyone's writing about right now? What's the mold you're trying to break?
I mean, just say a word in country music.
Are you apprehensive at all about kind of peeling back the layers and showing that vulnerable side of yourself, or does that come easy for you?
It comes easy because I honestly I need therapy, so that's my therapy. Is just that's how I get stuff off my chest. Because if I don't, then it just bodies up, bottles up.
What kind of emotions do you want to express that you haven't been?
Well, I mean, I go through depression a lot of very, very dark thoughts. So just, put those in a song, let people know that they're not the only ones that have those, no matter what you have. I mean, I don't ever boast anything, but I live, a comfortable life. But I still go through those dark thoughts. Am I enough? If I'm, is what I'm doing, is it, my purpose, or whatever that you're going through. Like, I have those thoughts too.
I go through something called imposter syndrome. You know what that is?
Nah.
That's like where you feel like we're successful at what we do, but somehow, some way, we don't feel like we deserve all the success we have. We're not really as good as people think we are. Do you ever go through something like that?
Oh yeah, all the time.
That's crazy. How do you combat that?
I think being on stage really helps that for me, because it's one thing sitting at home, and nothing's going on, but it's completely different when you're on stage and 12, 15,000 people are in front of you. And don't get me wrong, like, a different Kane Brown comes out when I'm on stage, and I love that Kane Brown. I wish that Kane Brown was out all the time, but there's just something different about it, the time and work that we put into writing songs and all that stuff, and then everybody's singing them back, and the message that we get saying, there's so many people that said that I've saved them. I don't know if they're saying it just because they saw me face to face or what, but they say, your music saved me, and like, those messages are what keeps me going, and gets me really excited about, doing this.
No, I don't think they're just saying it, man. I really don't. Yeah. Are you saying you wish you could walk around with that swagger that you do on stage like all the time in regular life?
Yeah, just super happy and excited, and there's no other cares in the world. Yeah.
It's tough, man. You're branching into so many different things. How do you feel about are you nervous about acting?
I am, and I'm not. It's more like a exciting nervous. Because I will say, I had the biggest smile that I've done in a while doing Fire Country. The first scene, like, to start my acting career, I'm on a train and I had to sling back this door. And I remember right when I did it, like, I was supposed to be serious, but I had the biggest smile on my face for the camera. They're like, "No, you can't smile during this." I was like, all right, I'm just excited." But yeah, I'm just excited to, see where it takes me.
Is that something you've always wanted to do?
Yeah, man, I'm a huge, like, I've seen about every movie that you could imagine, at least from 2012 till now. Especially, like, horror movies, and then, like, TV shows I've been really getting into recently. Well, like Netflix series and things like that.
What's your favorite Netflix series lately?
My wife did get me watching Jenny in Georgia, though.
Is that why she's giggling?
She just said Jenny in Georgia. That's not my wife, though.
Oh,
But,
okay.
and then trying to think, what's Wednesday?
I was gonna ask if you watched Wednesday.
Wednesday sleep.
My daughter watched one episode of that with me, and I was like, ah, what's this? What's this? Oh. We'll watch one more. Watch the whole season in one night. I stayed up till like 5 in the morning. Yeah. Super good, right?
Yeah. And if you haven't seen The Last of Us, that's good.
You know what? I just started watching that last night. That's...
I don't remember his name, but he's a big actor.
Is it Julia Louis-Dreyfus? Is she in that as well?
I'm terrible with names.
Yeah, right? Me too. But
it's a great... It's about the fungus. Like basically zombies, but it's like a fungus that takes over everybody's body.
I'm thinking about something totally different. How weird is it or different is it for you to... I mean, it's got to be a completely different experience. You're not playing yourself, which you are when you are an artist. You're playing someone else completely. How easy is it to become someone else completely when you're so used to expressing who you are for a living?
Honestly, this first role that I got was perfect for me because it's this dude that's like, he's basically like a robber, but he's like, okay, so think of Robin Hood. So he's basically like a robber that does good for people as well. And he has to stay low key and keep his head down from the police. So I'm super laid back already. So I just got to be myself. But for other roles, I will say that the cast did very good. They gave me a lot of advice of, think of the character that you're supposed to be and then just make it yourself. So does that make sense?
No. What do you mean, make it yourself?
Who's like a favorite character of yours?
I mean, let's just say your character is supposed to be like a complete asshole, and you're the furthest thing from that. How do you make it you? Do you now have to walk around like an asshole all the time to stay?
That's what the main, like the big actors, that's what they do. They won't even talk. Like if they're supposed to be an asshole to somebody, they won't even talk to that person the whole time. But like you can't be friends with them on set and then be an asshole to them. Like I feel like that would just throw the acting off. But yeah, you just bring out that, because everybody can be an asshole, right? You can be an asshole. That might not be your thing, but you can be an asshole. So just be yourself. Flip it upside down, basically.
And that's Fire Country on CBS. And when will that be done?
April 7th.
What is that person laughing at off camera? Am I asking stupid questions?
No, she's laughing at my dog. She's
like, how's your dog doing?
He's doing all right. He's sitting there. He's getting old. He's 8.
Good. Excellent, man. Well, I can't wait to catch that. Let's play your song right now. We're going to play it. What inspired this song? And was it originally written the whole time with your wife being in mind to be on the song with you? Or were you kind of just waiting for the right song to put her on?
Yeah, we've been doing music for... Well, she started doing music before I did, and then we met through music, through a mutual friend. And when we started dating, we would do like cover videos and post them on Instagram and Facebook, and my fans would, just eat them up. So they've been wondering when we were going to do a song. And I started my publishing company, and my writer, Josh Hogue, ended up writing a song with a couple other people, and he sent it to me, and I immediately fell in love with it, and I let her listen to it. And we're like, let's just make it a duet. And then once it was finished, I was like, this will probably be the biggest song on my album. The anticipation of us doing a song together, plus it's a great song. And so far, it's been killing.
Well, thank God, number one in country, right?
Yes, sir.
And now on the way up the pop chart. I love it. I love it, man. Well, thank you for taking the time today. What do you got the rest of the day? What are you doing? What's a day in the life of Kane Brown?
I got to go back for a fitting, and then we're having an A&R meeting just listening to some music.
Very nice, man. Well, enjoy yourself. I know you're enjoying every minute of this. Congratulations on all the avenues your career is taking you down. I know you're going to own all of them, and it's just always super refreshing to talk to you, Kane. I thank you for your time.
Well, thanks, buddy.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.